Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters, Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Twitter at Walters Rayan, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success, and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Now, listeners, for this program, there are many things that I could talk about that are happening around the world, specifically on Jamaica, land we love. The state of crime in Jamaica is absolutely horrendous and something that the very citizens themselves are living in fear, particularly women and children who are abused, killed, misused on a daily basis across the length and breadth of Jamaica. But that is for our next program. I want to look at the state of coronavirus in Jamaica with respect to the curfew that has been implemented by the government. There are many Jamaicans across the length and breadth of this country who this morning, when they woke up, were not happy with how the protocols were implemented. The government of Jamaica has a right to protect the life, citizen, and welfare of the Jamaican people. That is an oath of office that the Prime Minister, the Most Honorable Andrew Holness, took as Prime Minister. And no doubt, protecting the livelihood, the health and wellness of the Jamaican people is his priority. But when you are going to implement a curfew to neutralize and reduce the spike of the coronavirus infection in the country, you have to look at it from two sides. There cannot be a blanket approach where you only consider that you want to reduce the spread in order to reduce the burden on the public health facilities, that you are going to reduce the hours that ordinary Jamaicans are able to move about. And I have said it on many occasions in the past that I am not in agreement with how the Disaster Risk Management Act gives the Prime Minister certain extrajudiciary powers and authorities for his office to impose and infringe on the civil liberty of the Jamaican people when it is their inalienable right entrenched in the Constitution that people must have freedom of association, freedom to worship on a day of their choice, freedom to move about. And when you take away and you limit these inalienable rights that is constitutionally entrenched, Prime Minister, by a law that is passed by a simple majority in the parliament, I am not in favor of that. And from all indications, there are many disquiet in the country of Jamaica right now. Because people are disgruntled. When you want to reduce the shopping hours over the weekend, which is the busiest shopping days in Jamaica, and by extension, perhaps across the Western world, Fridays and Saturdays, you limit the shopping hours to a few hours. What sense does it make? How many of those hundreds of thousands of Jamaicans who go shopping on the weekend get their salary in the middle of the week or their wage, that they have enough money that by the time Friday and Saturday comes, then they can go to the supermarket? Many of them, Prime Minister, and you should know, do not depend on the 25th of the month to be paid, but they are weekly and fortnightly paid. At the end of the week, how many employers are going to give their employee their wage 4 and 5 days in advance because of a curfew? Do you expect when those people get the little chappens, the little penny, the little money that they have to buy a loaf of bread, perhaps a gallon of oil, a pound of sugar, can actually wait until Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? When they get that on Thursday evening or Friday or Saturday? Mr. Prime Minister, this is what I'm saying. That the manner in which the curfew was implemented was wrong. And if you are going to cut the shopping hours and the busier shopping day to control the spike, then that small window that is available, you are literally cramping more people in that small space. And is that workable? Can that Prime Minister reduce the spread of the virus? I doubt it can be. Because what happened is that while the thought process around controlling the virus is very important and must be lauded, because that is a priority, not just for you, but for most sensible world leaders, that they are trying their best to control the citizens. But if you are going to reduce the movements, and there are many people who depend on this weekend to pay bills and buy food, you think about the very handcart operators in the major towns who depend on moving market produce from vehicles into the market. When you cut that day by more than a third, how do you expect they are going to survive for the other few days to come? Those guys who carry the bags of shoppers from supermarkets to the taxi or to their car parks, when you slash that day by 3/3, what do you expect them to earn? And you have done this without prior consultation, and you have affected thousands of people's lives. And what have you done? What is the plan to assist these people for the next 3 weeks? Mr. Prime Minister, you have to consult before you take on these extra authorities by your office. It can't be. It can't be. And you can't singularly highlight the social mobility as the main containment of this virus. There is a health management aspect to it as well. And indeed, these orders that you have issued did not and have not highlighted any way, in any sense, how the Ministry of Health will, from a policy perspective and management perspective, contain the virus. Because the Ministry of Health is responsible for vaccine distribution and for testing. What additional strategies will be implemented from the health perspective, the ministry now, policy perspective, to contain and mitigate and neutralize this virus? All that you have done thus far is to singularly tackle the social issue. And while I'm in agreement that there are many Jamaicans who are callous and downright don't care of how they might affect other persons who might be susceptible, mortally speaking, to this virus. They don't care. There must be ways and means to get them comply. And it's hard. And it is not just unique to Jamaica. And people must understand this thing that not because of people being irresponsible only in Jamaica, but the very United States, the United Kingdom, there are many countries who are on months of lockdown. If the virus doesn't walk by night and the virus does not take the breath of the morning wind, it is only transmissible thus far based on studies from human to human, then why Europe, why France, Germany, England, and other major European countries are under lockdown? Because people are still flouting the laws, or were flouting the laws. So to believe or to propel by many people the notion that Jamaicans are the worst in the world when it comes to disorder, that won't even get an ounce of endorsement from me. I want to appeal to the government that you have to strike a balance. Just remember that there are thousands of Jamaicans who depend on the weekend to make a living. And when you take that away from the people, Mr. Prime Minister, a void has been created. And you know too well that a hungry man is an angry man. And if you take away the legitimate source of bread that a man has to earn to survive, without replacing that with a substitute for whatever time period, that man will find other measures to earn. And usually, those measures are not legal. Those are my thoughts.